Hi, babes. My name is Tran, and I'm a 20-something-year-old just trying to navigate life. Walking to the beat of my own drum, I'm excited to take you along my journey, showing you that through authentic living, a whole lot of self-love, and intentional actions in the right direction, you too are capable of creating a life that you're obsessed with. So are you ready? Because I thought so. Let's go. Hi, my love. Welcome back to another episode of Girls and the Gays. I hope you are doing well and happy April. What the hell? It is Aries season, girl. And with that being said, I'm so excited because it's also my birth month. And girl, you know an Aries when you see an Aries, okay? You know a fire sign when you see a fire sign. And girl, am I a fire sign? I am a nutcase, okay? And I am the definition of truly an Aries. But also, can I say, there's so much bad rep for an Aries man, and I'm like, oh my god, what did I do? And I so freaking get it because I definitely have my own kind of like prejudices for other signs. Like, I'm sorry, I have not had good dating experiences with Geminis. I have a lot of Gemini besties, but not Gemini like men dating like romantically. I don't know, maybe it's based off your experience, and if you've had an experience with like that horoscope sign and that kind of like made you give the seal deal, like, yeah, I do not fuck with that type of horoscope, maybe that's you, right? And maybe an Aries man is also very triggering, so I just want to apologize if they are, and I definitely understand, and I can so see how Aries men can be so concerning. I mean, like, I'm concerning myself, but I guess I don't associate with the man, girl. I associate with the girls, okay? Girls and the gays, theys, them, period. So I hope that I can get some kind of grace here. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is it's my freaking birthday month and I am turning the big old 26. 20 forking six. And girl, every single time like the birthdays come around, and especially as I am, I don't know, what am I saying? As my birthday is here, I've often kind of talked about different things I've learned from the previous year, and girl, was 25 a fucking big year for me. And it's just so crazy because like in society, people always talk about, oh my gosh, your quarter life crisis. And quite honestly, I had that and then some. I feel like I also had my midlife crisis combined, but my quarter life was insane and also such a blessing. And I'm so thankful to walk out of 25 the way I've done it and how I spent it. And in this episode, I just more so kind of want to take a walk down memory lane and what 25 looked like for me and kind of what that quarter life crisis looked like for me. And I wanted to have that discussion with you and just kind of walk through it, discuss and kiki, haha. I really have no freaking agenda. I just wanted to have an open dialogue with you. So why don't we just get right into it? Kind of some things I've learned in the year 25, what I'm looking forward to in 26, and what's to come. Let's freaking run it back and let's do it. I think when I start thinking about my 25th year of life, my first thing that comes up for me was just in the beginning of the year where I felt like I didn't really know what I wanted to do kind of from a career perspective. And so much has evolved and changed and manifested for me. And I really do think it's because I took action. And also first, can I say I gave myself the time, the grace to figure it out and give myself the time to honestly also do absolutely nothing, which allowed me to free up space in my mind, like in my mental capacity, free up some space there so that I can really allow there to be room to think, reflect, and refine. And what I mean by this is in the beginning of my 25th year of life, that was when I already kind of let go of Fruklutes, my first business. And I kind of was like, okay, in this weird limbo where I was still and still working my 9-to-5, but I just knew that I'm made for more. I just knew that I wanted to contribute in a massive way. I just didn't know how and what that looked like, but I knew for certain it's not going to be forever my 9-to-5. And that's still kind of what's relevant for me. And so I am such a proponent component, as you know, like try things on for size on the side of what you do in your full-time job, just to see what else you want to do, how you want to contribute, what other passions or side hobbies you want to take up. And so I've been such a proponent for that, and I know you know. And so 25 kind of looked like that. I basically in the beginning put a lot on pause. I went to freaking Taylor Swift alone, and so much kind of like manifested there. And I did that truly for myself and was like, look, Tran, like you deserve this. Go do this for yourself. And I think that was kind of monumental in such a sappy, cliche way, but it truly was what I needed to invest in myself. Go like embrace like live music and a new culture, and like in the sense of like I was in a new city and I was doing something very big, but alone, you know, like as if sitting at a restaurant alone isn't already scary enough. I was going to a freaking concert in a different state alone, which was so much, but so fucking fun. And I feel like that was kind of like one of like the pinpoint moments I remember from 25 that kind of segued into everything and created this ricochet of life for me. And so with that, I kind of came back from the concert, and like obviously months had passed, and I just wanted to really toy with the idea of being a personal trainer, a group fitness trainer specifically. And so I then started to become certified. I allowed myself the opportunity to pick back up NASM, the certification. It's an accredited certification for personal trainers. And so I was like, okay, let's just try this thing out. And in the meanwhile, I'll take different group classes to see what I like, what I don't like, what this career trajectory could look like. Should I maybe be a group fitness coach and all the things? So I went this route, and everything has kind of manifested since then. And as you see now, I am now literally running my own business, my own group fitness business on the side of my 9-to-5. And so with all of that said, I feel like it's a lot. 25 was a lot in the sense of like business, career, and this trajectory. And I am so incredibly grateful I allowed myself to just try, because I had mental blocks in the beginning where I was like, Tran, like, what if this fails? Like, what if this fails? Like all of your other ideas, or, you know, and I was just afraid that like I was going to repeat what happened with Fruit Glutes and all the things. And I was like, Tran, hold on. First of all, what happened with Fruit Glutes wasn't a failure. It's not a failure from like a financial perspective or anything like that. I think what I mean here is like, I gave up on it. I didn't like continue to go forth with it. And the sunk cost fallacy, right? I was like, so much time, money, energy has been invested into this. Like if I give up now, like what will that look like and all the things. And so I had so much going on in my mind and the narrative that I was telling myself. And then from there, I felt like I was then holding myself back on seeing what could potentially be with being a group fitness instructor, getting certified, and then even starting this now business, right? I still have stuff in the back of my mind lingering, but I just knew at the end of the day in like X amount of time, whenever I reached the end of my TBD amount of days on earth, I knew I would look back with regret should I had not gone for it. And that was just enough of a reason for me to at least just try, take the first step of getting certified, trying out different classes myself, seeing how I like it, seeing what other instructors do, and the rest was history. I felt like I just took small bite-sized pieces and chunks along the way that gave me enough of clarity and confidence and of like, okay, I think I like this thing enough to take that next step. And from there, I just continued on. I didn't, you know, go in with a big expectation of like, oh, I have to start a business or anything like that. It just kind of manifested and unfolded on its own terms and time. So the reason why I wanted to start with this first, because I think this is the biggest thing that I am focused on, or was focused on in being 25 and then now going into my 26th year of life. It absolutely was a big part of me of figuring out what I wanted to do and what I was made for. So like I discussed, just taking small bite-sized pieces or chunks along the way that gave me enough clarity and confidence to figure out, okay, is this still something that I'm interested in? And if yes, I proceeded. And if no, I revised. I didn't worry too much about what was on the end. I just continued to stay steadfast so that I gave myself enough clarity to proceed accordingly. And why I wanted to start off with this is because I think a lot of other 20-something year olds often feel this way too, where they're like, I feel kind of stuck. I don't know what I'm made to do, but I know I'm made for more. This is kind of how you figure out what you're made to do. Try shit out for size. Don't be scared of letting shit go because of sunk cost fallacy or what other people will think of you. you or the time you've invested into whatever thing that you were doing and being scared of what could be on the other end. You should be more excited of what could be when you do let go to free up your bandwidth in order to invest this time, energy, and newfound bandwidth to do the thing that you are more aligned to do. So I wanted to touch on all that and then also say that clarity comes from the steps that you take and not waiting around and thinking, you know, perfect circumstances or things will magically appear for you. You have to put in the elbow grease and the work in order to figure out what that is for you. I think another big theme to my 25th year of life is just to do shit now. And why I say that is because I think now more than ever, I see the years of life flying by so much faster. And it's like so true, as I feel like I have been engaged with conversations with like people that might be older than me. They're like, girl, time only continues to fly. And I feel like I am now becoming that older person where I'm like saying all this shit to my brothers where I'm like, girl, you need to soak up life now because it's flying. Life is happening now. Our glory days are in our present right now, right here. And don't wait until they're over to then be like, oh my gosh, I wish I just marinated in those glory days a little bit longer. And so I think because this has been such a huge theme in my 25th year of life, I just allow myself to be like, fuck it, let's do it, let's figure it out. Messy action is better than no action. So I was just like, let me just figure out whatever I'm mildly interested in. And the time to try shit on was fucking yesterday. Like the time to freaking go for your dreams was yesterday. And so I've always allowed myself permission to be like, okay, like if I'm mildly interested in it, just try. And so with that being said, I'm like, life is just flying by so fast. I don't want to look back at 30, at 40, thinking like, oh, like if only I started that thing back then, how could things be different? You know, I want to give myself any idea or anything a fair shot at figuring shit out. And to that fold as well, on the flip side of it, the other common theme that I've been also fixated on is the word focused. While I am allowing myself to figure things out and try things out and go after this, that, and the third, I do remind myself like, hey, you also do need to focus. Let's say a business idea, right? Like you have to give it so much more time, energy, and effort than you really do think to make it succeed. So that's the one thing I've been telling myself too, is to not jump the ship too fast as well. And to stay focused, not compare myself to anyone else, not to worry about what the outcome is going to be. Just stay focused. It feels right right now. Stay focused in the now and take the steps accordingly. And that's all that I remind myself. And the common theme I feel like really at this last half of 25 was really just reminding myself to stay focused. I was just so locked in on fitness and allowed myself to niche down into what this could be for me. And everything kind of compounded in such a graceful way and evolved in a beautiful way. And I feel like that was one thing I was lacking, you know, kind of early on. The prior years to my life, I felt like I really was lacking focus because I felt like I also didn't have clarity. And so now that I do have that clarity, I feel like I can really lock in even further and focus on what I have at hand right now, which is staying like this guru within the group fitness industry and really solidifying myself in this industry. And that's kind of where my mind is going at. And if this can be relevant for you, I would say right now, start big, cast a wide net, figure everything out, like what you want to do. If it's like your 25th year of life and you're like, I don't know what I want to do, etc. Cast a wide net, try everything on for size, allow yourself to have a fair shot at everything. And then once you find that one thing that feels right and the things that don't feel right, let them go. The things that feel right, narrow it down and niche down even further into that one thing and then focus. That's how I, to me, am thinking this is how I'm going to be successful. And also from all the other self-development podcast episodes and business, etc., the gurus out there have kind of spoken to, and that's really a common theme. And I also think so too, right? Like how can you get good at something if you don't give it the amount of time, effort, attention it needs so that it can continue to blossom? So that is also one thing that I'm reminding myself. Allow myself to try things on for size, stay focused, and continue to stay steadfast. In conclusion, I truly feel like 25 was, while such a trivial time of my life and began with like this unclarity and I felt like doom and gloom and I felt like I just didn't know what the fuck I wanted to do, also excuse all the F-bombs in this episode. I have to, you know, when it's like a kiki haha moment, I'm just really being raw and authentic, clearly. Anyways, besides all of them, besides the F-bombs, I look back at 25 with like just so much pride and so much gratitude for allowing myself and me myself here. Like, I'm so glad I allowed myself to branch out, figure it out, and just be lost for a little bit and give myself that self-compassion and that grace that I really needed in those seasons and in those moments where I felt like I honestly felt like I didn't have a way out. And I felt like I was like, shit, am I gonna be stuck like this forever? But while allowing myself and validating how I felt, I still showed up for myself and was like, girl, you're the one who has to live this life to its fullest. You are the person destined for this greatness. You figure it out, bitch. Like, get up, stop feeling sorry for yourself, and let's get into the game and let's figure it out. And that's exactly what I did. And I'm so thankful for everything that 25 has taught me. And if anything, like, I know it's made me the stronger, badder bitch that I know I need to be in order to make 26 count even more and all the other years to come. And I pray and manifest it's more years to come, girl. I manifest and pray on good health, happiness, fulfillment, contribution for 26 and thereafter. And I just want to thank you. Thank you so much for being a part of Girls in the Gaze. It's insane that I remember, I think, like, starting the podcast at 22 or some shit. I'm like, what the fuck? And now we are here. Thank you so much for being a part of my journey and being a part of all of this with me and making Girls in the Gaze what it is. I love you. I adore you. And I hope this episode helped you in one way or the other and was able to maybe be applied in your life and whatever journey that you're walking. Maybe it's your 30th year of life, or maybe it's your 50th year. If you're listening in at whatever age, you are open. You are welcome here. And if this applies to you, you'll have to let me know. I look forward to hearing what you think, my love. And again, thank you for being a part of this journey with me. I'll catch you so soon. Bye, bestie. Mwah. My love, if you enjoyed this episode just as much as I enjoyed making it for you, please do me a favor and get onto social media. Help me get the word out by tagging me. What was your favorite part about this episode? Please go ahead and let me know. I'm excited to hear from you. And until next time, have a blessed day. You got this.